Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Good afternoon, Twin Cities. It is 12:13. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I am actually downtown in the historic WCCO Radio studio with my girl, my producer, Lindsay Brown. Hey, Lindsay, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I had not planned on seeing anybody, but when I found out that my work husband, Steve Thompson, was actually coming in studio, I don't even know if I have a bra on right now. Okay.
Let me
just say that. I don't even know, because when you told me Steve was going to be in the studio, I brought everything in my house that was broken. I threw it in a backpack and I jumped in the car to come downtown, because since I'm no longer married, I have to have some man to fix the stuff that I've broken. Okay, so I have a bag of broken things. So when Steve Thompson gets here, I did tell you, what I tell you? Tell Steve bring all of his tools.
Yep, got some loose buttons.
I got some loose buttons.
Got some plug-ins to fix.
Got some plug-ins to fix. So I have a huge bag with me. I had not planned. I'm in my pajamas. I literally, when I found out my friend Steve Thompson was going to be in here live today, I hopped in the car. Teeth unbrushed, hair uncombed. Again, the bra is questionable. I will check during the break. But I'm here, Lindsay here, and our first guest is also on the phone line. Let me tell y'all something. Next Saturday, where you want to be? You want to be at the Royalston Square in downtown Minneapolis for the annual Minnesota Association of Black Lawyers Gala. They are raising money. They have an amazing cause. And the keynote speaker, OMG, he's got some things he's going to be saying. And you want to be in the room when it happens. Kevin Lindsay is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Kevin, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Now, for those of you who did not watch Almanac last night or hear me on the Chad Hartman show, former Attorney General Eric Holder is the keynote speaker at the Mabel Gala next Saturday. The entire town is buzzing about it, Kevin, and I'm sure the ticket sales are reflecting that. Talk to me about his selection as your keynote speaker for this year.
Well, we thought it was really important. There's a lot of things that are going on in society right now, and it's really important for us to stand up and make a line in the sand about what's really important. So when we thought about somebody who would really uphold why the rule of law is important and would speak to the issues that are really important today, one of the very first names that came to mind was Eric Holder. And we were very fortunate to get the former U.S. attorney to come to our town to kind of talk about what we as black lawyers can do to kind of lead for the next 30 years for the Minnesota Association of Black Lawyers.
Okay, so for those folks who are listening, they are not a black attorney. They don't have anything to do with the legal system and hope they spend the rest of their lives that way. They may be hearing about Mabel for the very first time. Can you talk to us about the organization? Because this is the historic 30-year anniversary for you guys.
Sure. So Minnesota Association of Black Lawyers, again, has been around for 30 years. The first president for Mabel was a gentleman that many of us know, Judge Jerry Blackwell. Some folks know him as a lead prosecutor in the Derek Chauvin case. We have been hosting a gala for the last 30 years to raise scholarship funds for black law students to attend law school within, there were four law schools at one point in time. Now there were down to three, with the three remaining law schools here in the state. In the last couple of years, we have expanded our outreach, our effort to make sure that we have a diverse pool of students and lawyers. And by doing that, we have reached into undergraduate schools and have created what we call a Pathways to Success program. And with that, individual students that are juniors or seniors can go through our program in the summer. It's a full opportunity for them to do so over the summer, and they're paid a stipend for their work over the summer. And then we also give them an opportunity to study for the law school admissions test. And that's also paid for from the scholarship fund. We're hoping to expand this to all the vibrant colors in the rainbow, hopefully next year with the legislators' legislative help and also from the help from folks at the gala. One thing I do have to take issue with you, though. I mean, I understand what you're saying is that some people don't want to see lawyers because you hear theme music from Law and Order.
Right. Don't, don't, don't.
But, you know, right. But lawyers also help people start businesses, right? So we are providing services for a wide variety of people in a wide variety of different areas. And we like to think that we're also innovators in helping people to grow businesses and grow their vision for the world.
And, you know, I recently started trying to start a nonprofit, you know, branching out from my company, ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com, to ShalettaMakesADifference.org. And look at Lindsay. She looked up and like, girl, that is that is awesome. And to your point, Kevin, you know, the first thing that other people who started nonprofits told me to do was go find a lawyer. You need a lawyer to put this together. You can't do this on your own. If you try, something's going to be wrong, and then they're going to kick it back to you. You want to make sure you have good legal representation so everything is in working order. And so I went over to Byron and Fredericks, and they, you know, just kind of helped me put everything together, and we're kind of in a holding pattern right now with the government shutdown. But again, I never thought I would need a lawyer to start a nonprofit. But, you know, like you said, there's so many different areas as we move and grow, you know, in who we are and what we're doing out here in the community. We may have to tap a lawyer on the back when we didn't even realize we did. Okay, now listen, it is 12:20, and Kevin is going to be sticking around. Kevin, I'm going to hold you over for another segment because I want to talk about some of the programs that I've heard about. Because I've been hanging out with Aisha and the team and just learning more about Mabel since I'm going to be, you know, hosting the gala on next Saturday. I want to make sure that people know about some of the amazing programs that I heard about that I was very impressed with. So we're going to keep talking to Kevin Lindsay when we come back.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
I am close to Lindsey Brown today. Typically, I am on the phone in my Cottage Grove studio doing the Shaletta Show from noon to 3 every Saturday. But when we were testing out the microphones, she said, Steve's going to be here. He's going to be live in studio because he's got to call some games. I was like, oh, heck no. I threw everything in my house that was broken or needed to be fixed because Steve is handy into a giant duffel bag and hightailed it. And so I'm downtown enjoying this beautiful sunshine, close to my producer, close to Al Shock in the newsroom, and close to the guest that we've been talking to this afternoon. Kevin Lindsey is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. He is the Minnesota Association of Black Lawyer Board President, and they are having their annual gala 30 years in community next Saturday at Royalston Square. If you want pickup tickets, and you do want pickup tickets, at mabl.org. I'll be hosting the event. Eric Holder, former Attorney General, is the keynote speaker. Now, Kevin, have you heard my Eric Holder story? Have you heard it? Lindsey, have you heard my Eric Holder story?
No.
Okay. So here's the Eric Holder.
I've heard some things.
Okay. So this is an absolute true story. So I'm going to Washington, D.C. on behalf of WCCO Radio because I won an award for the locks that I donate to kids with autism to keep them safe in the house, right? And so I'm at Washington National Airport. I get off a plane with my friend Carrie Ream from Ream Family Companies, and I look in the people that's ready to board the plane you're getting off of, like we deplane and they get ready to board. And I look and I say, oh my God, there's Stedman Graham. And I like, if that's Stedman, he's got a cell phone, and in that cell phone is Oprah's number. I love Oprah, and I'm going to get Stedman to give me Oprah's phone number. And before Carrie Ream could stop me, I ran over there. And I did everything but dig in the man's pockets. I'm like, oh my God, can you call Oprah so I can say hi? I love her. I'm a black woman broadcaster and she has been an inspiration to me. And so then, this lady tapped me on my back and she said, ma'am, that's not Stedman Graham. That's Eric Holder. And I said, oh my Lord, today, Jesus. I said, oh my God. I was so, I was so embarrassed. And then I invited him to Minneapolis. I was like, you know what? You can come here. You can see Purple Rain, the musical. You can get you a Juicy Lucy. You can purify yourself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka. And then you can host the Mabel Gala. And he was like, oh, okay. You know, I'm not doing nothing that Saturday. Let's go. What's up, Shaletta? Let's do it. So I was so, let me tell you how embarrassed I was. I was so embarrassed, Kevin, that I left my purse Like I left my purse because all that happened, I was so embarrassed. I was trying to hurry up and get out of there. And so I was down at baggage claim and I realized, oh my God, I got my purse with cash in it and my ID and credit cards and all my hotel stuff. And because I was just trying to get away from the scene, right? It's kind of like when you commit a crime, trying to get away from, I was trying to get away from the scene of the crime.
Yeah.
And so, so they literally, cause you know, once you get down to baggage claim, you can't like go back up in. So somebody had to, from Delta had to go back up and get my purse was laying on the seat. Cause I was trying to hurry up and get out of there. So I don't know what kind of sparks are going to fly when I see the man again. We'll figure this out on next Saturday, but y'all have an amazing, gala. I host a lot of these and, you know, this one is very near and dear to my heart. And it's going to be very unique and you guys have just the people that you have helping to put this thing together, Aisha, T. Michael Rambo, Ricky, you know, you got a creative director, you've got a performance director. You know, this is not your typical average, everyday, run-of-the-mill gala. This is a destination event, right?
No, that's exactly right. Every now and then you have to just do it upright. I mean, there are anniversaries that you have, but there are sometimes those really special anniversaries. For us, this is a special anniversary, 30 years. So we're going back into the archives. We're taking a look at some old photos. We're going to be telling stories. It'll be something spectacular. And then we also put out a challenge to law firms and attorneys to see if we could create an endowed scholarship. Mm-hmm. And I'm really, just really pleased with how much progress we've made. I don't want to give away the total, but you know, the $1 million request, I'm cautiously optimistic that we might be able to close on that.
Well, you know,
make a really big announcement.
Sir, they call me the $1 million MC. Okay, because when I host events, I come with a lot of favor and anointing on my life, and I'm funny and cute and everything like that. And so when I come in the room, all of that comes in with me. And so I have people hanging from the chandelier, and then we just shake the money out of their pockets because the last several galas that I've hosted, we have exceeded the expectation of the fundraising goal. And I did my first $1 million gala last November, and I have not looked back since. I have not looked back. I was like, if we can't do a million, don't even call me. Unless you want, if you want to raise a million, then you call me. If you don't want to raise a million, don't call me. If your goal is 200,000, go get Jason DeRusha. Okay, because I don't do anything below a million.
There you go. There you go. I like it.
Well, you know, I've been kind of hanging around some Mabel folks lately. And Kevin, one of the things that I was so very impressed with is what you provide for up-and-coming attorneys. The child care, the assistance with testing, the funding, you know, it's really like wraparound services. And when you start thinking about assistance, you know, you don't really think about students in law school, but you all are really shining a light on those particular needs and how people can help make sure that we have a pool of lawyers. Because look, Kevin, people are talking about we don't have electricians, we don't have enough doctors, we don't have anybody, you know, doing a lot of these tasks that are absolutely needed to keep our society running. And this is one of those things where we can really get behind, put our muscle and our money behind it so we can get ready to have the next generation of best lawyers.
No, that's exactly right. And many of us who are first-generation lawyers, and consider myself a first-generation lawyer, there was no lawyer on either my mom or dad's side of the family to kind of point to as an example. Some of us here in town feel very fortunate to be in a position to really help the next generation of that kind of first generation of lawyers. So you're right. Wraparound services are really important, and you can't take it for granted. And without putting too fine of a point on it, right, is that there are some different ways in which people are looking at and thinking about what's the social contract between one another. How do we value one another? How we should be interpreting the Constitution. So these things are really important. And if we're not there at the table, you know what that means, that we must be on the menu. So it's really important for us to encourage, nurture, and ensure that there are attorneys from all communities within the legal profession.
Well, I want to make sure people know where to go. The website is mabl.org. You can click on the events tab and find out more information about the gala coming up on next Saturday at Royalston Square. And I am so excited that you guys picked that venue. I was there once, and I've never been anywhere like it in my life. It is immersive. You get to project videos and photos all over the walls. You take that blank space and just it is an opportunity for creatives to have just a great space to do some wonderful things in. And so it's not like you're sitting in a hotel banquet room, right? And everything is still in the same. It is an opportunity for you to see some amazing artwork and artistry, and Ricky does such a good job with that as a creative director. And so when you go to some place like a Royalston Square, you need a creative director, because it is a place where you can project and do artwork. And I heard y'all gonna have fish in the flow. That's what I heard. I heard it's gonna be fish in the floor.
In the flow.
Fish, yeah. In the flow.
So you are right. Royalston is really a wonderful venue for events like this. The other hat that I wear, work as a CEO of the Minnesota Humanities Center. We had an event there in which we were talking about the 50th commemoration of the end of hostilities in Vietnam. So we had a 35-minute immersive experience for folks to kind of see Cambodia, Laos, and Vietnam, as well as to talk about various points in time during the Vietnam War, and now to those communities coming here to Minnesota. It really was such a great venue for it. There were a couple of people who were kind of moved to tears seeing it, quote unquote, on the big screen. So I'm thinking that we're very fortunate to be able to tell about the wonderful folks that have been part of Mabel and to tell their stories. We have a lot of firsts. We have a lot of people who've done some really amazing things to really build up all of the Twin Cities community, not just the Black community, but the Twin Cities community and Minnesota. So I really feel fortunate as the president to be at a moment in time to really be a torchbearer, to carry it forward, to pass the baton forward, to take this time out and reflect upon what all has been accomplished. And then set the stage for a Pathways program for college students, and then also for our law students to be able to make that connection for scholarships. So from God's lips to your lips to God's ear about that $1 million commitment, we're hoping that you'll exceed it. Maybe this will be the year you
this
get
my $2 million year. Baby, you would not be able to tell me. Lil Nas X say, can't nobody tell me nothing. You would not be able to tell me nothing. I would just go to Jason DeRush's house and knock on the door, okay? I would go to his house and knock on the door in the middle of the night.
All right.
M-A-B. L.org is where you need to go. Kevin, it has been so much fun chatting with you, and I cannot wait to be in the room where it happens on next Saturday at the Royalston Square for the Minnesota Association of Black Lawyers 30th Annual Gala. We appreciate you being on the show.
Oh, thank you so much. Look forward to seeing you next week. Take care.
It is 12:34. You are listening to The Shaletta Show, and we will be right back with weather.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
It is 12:37. Lindsay got me in here jamming. Lindsay, who is that? Who are you playing today?
This is None Above.
I thought that sounded like None Above. I saw them at Purple Rain, the musical, and they were all dolled up in their purple. I just love them. Two brothers, two sisters, family band, the Nuns, N-U-N-N, None Above. And I tell you, if you have an opportunity to see them play, they are amazing. I don't know who is in charge of scheduling the acts for the Minnesota State Fair, but if that is you or your neighbor or somebody you know, tap them on the shoulder and tell them they need to get None Above in the grandstand. I'm going to start a change.org petition because I want to see acts at the state fair that reflect our community. Not just, at some of the restaurants at the fair, not just at O'Gara's and not over there at, you know, at any of the, you know, the Dino's has a band stand there and, you know, some of the other wine bars, they've got bands that come. No, I'm talking about on the grandstand, on the big stage. Give these young artists an opportunity to be showcased and featured. That's what the great get together is all about, getting together and seeing our neighbors spotlighted, highlighted, performing so that we can cheer them on. That's what these young people need. We always like to complain about what young people ain't doing and how they don't work as hard as we did when we were their age and how they don't appreciate things. And some of that is true for some of these young people. But when we have an opportunity and a stage to highlight and spotlight young people who are doing something as unique as creating the new Minneapolis sound, when we have something as big as the Minnesota State Fair, that's the time when we get those young people and we give them that stage and we say, go for broke. Do you, boo? This is that time. So if that's you or somebody you know, tell them I see it. Okay? Now, listen. I am so excited to talk to our next guest. St. Paul City Councilwoman Chiniqua Jones is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Thank you so much for being here this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. First of all, congratulations are in order. You're expecting your first baby. How are you feeling?
Oh, I am feeling well. We're, you know, just a little over 2 weeks from our due date. So,
okay, 2 weeks from
getting
the due
to
date.
That time. Yes.
Okay. Councilwoman Johnson, do you have everything you need? I mean, is everything, because when the baby come home, it's a wrap. You're not going to be able to do anything. So make sure you got everything painted, the Pampers are where they're supposed to be, the laundry's done, the groceries are gotten, and you say 2 weeks, the doctor say 2 weeks, I have four of them. They just come whenever they feel like it.
So we've been told, yes. And so I'm just like, and knowing my son, he'll have a mind of his own, so he'll be coming on his own time for sure.
Okay, do we have a name for the baby yet?
We do, but we're waiting.
Oh, I thought you was going to break the news. You can break the news on my show. You can, but it's okay. You could tell it right here. It's okay.
But they don't even know. It's okay.
They should be listening to the show. They could find out right now. They could find out right now.
They could.
Girl, they would be mad at you. They would put you clean out the wheel and no more family reunions. How would you tell Shaletta on the radio before you told us?
Absolutely. You'll be getting a call from my mother soon.
Girl, I would see your mama on my caller ID and act like I didn't see the phone. She would have to send me a letter. I wouldn't even answer the door. I would not even answer the door. Oh, my goodness. I just thank you so much for being on the show and for the work you do in community. And, you know, you've got a lot going on, you know, as an up and coming new mommy. But before you go out on your leave and take care of your family, you're taking care of a lot of families in St. Paul. The city is offering $2,500 grants for people facing eviction. Talk to me about that, because there are some people listening to this show in the great city of St. Paul who need to find out about this, who need to share this, churches and community organizations that see people day in and day out who need help with their rent, who are facing eviction, yes, that can take advantage of this opportunity.
No, 100%. You know, all year we have been working with the city and the planning and economic development team, with the mayor, Melvin Carter III, to really get this emergency rental assistance program off the ground and running. As you may know, right, the city had a rental assistance program during the COVID times and, you know, during the pandemic when there was a moratorium on evictions. And since then, right, we've seen the 2024 and 2025 numbers of evictions in our city return, and in some cases even exceed what it was pre-pandemic, because we know a lot of families are still facing hardships and still not being able to pay and for just light bills, water bills, rent, and it's impacting families all across the city. You know, I have genuinely heard from so many families just about how much property taxes and rent have really impacted them in more ways than one. And so this is our effort to try and be a partner in what we know our families are facing, right? It's not to be duplicative to the work that the county is doing, but to serve as a partner, because we know that Ramsey County has they have a form of rental assistance, but they also turn around families, 1,600 plus families a year, because of maybe the stage they're in when it comes to the eviction filing, right? The city of St. Paul's eviction does not require to have eviction filed. You just need a notice that says you're past due, and if you don't pay by a certain date, you're going to be evicted. That's different than some of the eviction programs that we have right now that require you to have an actual eviction filed. And for families, this could be the thing that prevents that from even happening.
And, you know, I am, you know, I didn't realize how bad it was. I recently had a job fair for Black women at the Coliseum in Minneapolis. More than 500 women came to find jobs from companies like Hy-Vee and North Memorial and M Health Fairview and so many others that were there that day. And one of the things that we did was we paid the rent and or mortgage of two of the women who came. So they put all their information in a raffle. And, you know, and so we pulled two names to pay the rent or mortgage for, you know, two of the ladies who showed up. But Councilwoman Johnson, what I hadn't realized is how much help folks really needed. Like, we had a little prayer room, and Deacon Clem Reed from Fellowship Baptist Church was in there. And once the event was over, she came to me with phone numbers and names of women who said, listen, whether you pick my name or not, I need help. And so this week we've been paying cell phone bills and light bills, not just the rent and or mortgage, because, you know, these women, people, our families here in the Twin Cities, they need us right now.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, you know, one of the things about being an Eastside council member, right? So half of the evictions filed in Ramsey County are here in St. Paul, and they're in four zip codes. 55106 is in my ward. You know, I am the representative for them on the council, and it has the largest eviction rates in the city. And I talk about this a lot, because when people think about just families and where our support is needed. It's right in our backyards, right? It is in our communities. And in Ramsey County, we are also uniquely situated where some of our evictions look different than how the evictions look in the state. You're talking about 60% of our evictions in Ramsey County being Black households. And when you think about just like who our support is needed, you know, I'm not surprised that you have moms coming to events and asking for support for really any sort of financial assistance, especially not right now, right? Some families are just getting told that they're getting their SNAP benefits back in Minnesota. And some families are also facing a bunch of different fees that are increasing over time. And so like we have in our city, you know, right now, an opportunity to be able to hopefully offset that and really be a complement by launching programs that allow us to do this, right? So the state's local affordable housing aid is the reason why we're able to fund this program, because it's an eligible use. Emergency rental assistance is an eligible use under LAHA funding that was passed by the state legislature. And so we're using $1 million this year and proposing $1.3 million next year to keep this program open as a resource for families. You know, and it's meant to be an easier access tool than having to go through the full, you know, bureaucracy, because we recognize that when we say emergency or when we say eviction prevention, families have really usually days to make up their rent that they owe. They usually don't have weeks or months to do that. They get a deadline and they get a date. And if there's an eviction filed, even if it isn't carried out, that eviction stays on their record. And we know how hard it is to get housing once you lose it. And so the continuum just continues to happen, right? Or you have families living in the dark because their light bill can't be paid. There's just so many things that happen right here in our backyard. And you're talking about a time, right, when we're supposed to be heading into the holiday season, when we're supposed to be, you know, warm and cozy. And some families are going to have to do that on the street. And so there's not a really, you know, a way to sugarcoat that, other than we need to make sure that we have programs in place that can potentially prevent a family from having to do that at some of the worst times in Minnesota to do that.
Because it's about to get cold. Okay, we enjoyed 72
right.
yesterday, but soon it'll be 27 and soon it'll be -7. And the last thing I want to think about is a family with children in a car or on the street. And so I am so grateful that the city of St. Paul is being forward thinking, that you are making sure that the word is spread and this is implemented for anybody at Shiloh, Missionary Baptist Church in St. Paul, or Progressive, or any of those community centers in Rondo, that may have families that could benefit from this program. Now, where can people go? Because I know Latasha English and her husband George are very instrumental over at Shiloh in helping families in need. So they listen each and every week, and I'm sure they're sitting there waiting with their pen and paper to get the website so that they can share this with the congregation over there.
Yes, there's a couple of different ways. So one, I'll start with the phone number, because I know some people don't do email. So you got 651-266-6671. That is the phone number for my family and friends that don't have email. We also have on the website, it's just stpaul.gov/ERA. That's it. stpaul.gov/ERA. And if you do have an email and you want to get back to someone and you want to folks to know, it's just stpaulera@stpaul.gov. So, you know, we have standard emails. We have our phone number set up. We have the links for information for folks, community members who are looking to try to make sure that community even knows about it. There are flyers that you can print out. We have it translated in multiple languages, Hmong, Somali, Spanish, and Karen. The application is also available there too, but it's just stpaul.gov/ERA.
All right. Well, take care. Keep us posted. I can't wait to see that baby and find out what that name is. Before you go, I'm going to give you one more chance. Did you want to go ahead and break the news and announce the name of your baby that's going to be due any minute now, between now and 2 weeks from now? I'm sure your mom's listening. So it'll almost be like telling your mama. So if you say it now, then she'll know. Then you don't have to. I'm saving you a call, Councilwoman Johnson. Mm-hmm.
I understand, but no, I will say that, you know, one of the things that we are doing You know, we're naming our son after my father and my husband's father. And so in so many different ways, you know, he's going to be a legacy in that regard.
I love tribute names. I love. So I got a tribute baby, Andrew. And actually, I got three tribute babies. Andrew James, my oldest son, he's named after my godfather who passed away. And then my daughter Cameron, her middle name is named after my ex-husband's mom, who's also passed away. And then my favorite child, Brandon, his middle name is Christopher, after my best friend, Christopher, who's still with us, thank God. And so I love tribute babies because I just believe that they take on some of that personality, some of their characteristics, and then they get to live on through those kids. And especially if they're still alive and, you know, the family, it feels like the legacy is being passed on. I love that. I love that.
Thank you so much.
Well, congratulations on everything. God bless you. We are praying for a healthy and happy baby and mommy. And again, get everything done that you need to get done. Because when you get back home with that little baby, girl, get it done.
I am working hard to ensure, like, for sure. Like, we've been, my husband said he don't want to organize no more because we've been organizing everywhere.
And you know what? It don't matter because the baby going to come in and show y'all where to really put stuff. Everything that you think you organize, the baby going to be like, over here, and over there. Girl, but it is a beautiful journey, motherhood. And I know you're going to take care of that baby like you take care of your city, and you do a good job. Part of that historic class that was on CNN, featured in USA Today, People Magazine, the New York Times, Councilwoman Shaniqua Johnson, St. Paul Ward 7 on the east side of St. Paul. Thank you so much for being here.
It's always a pleasure, Sleeta.
All right. It is 12:53. We'll be right back. It is 12:56. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Lindsay, I'm telling you, I honestly thought Eric Holder was Stedman Graham. I really did.
I haven't seen Eric Holder, but I know Stedman. I know who exactly you're talking about. Was there a mustache? Is that what you use as your kind of qualifying thing? Because that's what I know Stedman by.
While I'm talking about this, you go to Google and you pull up Eric Holder and you pull up Stedman Graham. I've never seen both of them in the same room.
Oh, my God.
I've never seen both of them in the same room. I believe they are the same person, okay? I believe they are the same person because when I saw that man, I'm telling you, like right after that, I went and got new glasses. Do they or do they not?
You're totally right.
Okay. And in my Oprah excitement, I was in my Oprah moment. I'm thinking that this is Stedman. So I'm one layer away from Oprah. So I'm thinking I hit the jackpot. And once I saw him as Stedman Graham, I couldn't see the former Attorney General Eric Holder. So I'm a little bit embarrassed, but I'm glad I had that moment because otherwise he might not be coming and keynote speaking at the Mabel Gala. You know, so it all's well that ends well. This is one of those situations where they said the Lord will work everything out for your good. This all worked out perfectly. A little bit of embarrassment in the end. Got us a keynote speaker for the Mabel Gala. MABL.org is where you need to go to get your tickets. Nowhere to go, nowhere to hide. We'll be back with two more hours of The Shaletta Show.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.